Episode one of the Cookout Podcast with Aaron Brown and Ben Crawford. Welcome. New podcast in the podcast world. Just another two dudes with microphones. What could go wrong?
Facts.
Aaron, how you doing?
Shit, better than you probably. And better than a lot of these guys with these podcasts, man. I'm seeing a lot of people out here taking off with their new podcast, and we, you know, we're just new on the block for real. So we just going, we coming in, we new, and we just gonna do it better.
We just jumped off the porch.
Dead ass.
Dude, okay. So I know I've wanted to start a podcast for a while. I think we're two very different creatures. And different interests, but also same interests in some ways. But I know I want to do a lot of storytelling, you know, a lot of cultural commentary, whether it's things that we both find on the internet and find funny, current events, you know, maybe we'll talk about my boy Luigi.
Man,
bro,
out here spanking shit in real life. Shout out to bro.
He's out here
free bro type.
He's helping us gain class consciousness.
I don't even know what that means, but he doing that shit.
He's. We'll do some interviews. We can get some great people on here, you know, whether it's someone who does taxidermy, maybe we can get to come on the podcast, or, you know, just other really random things. I'm sure Aaron would have some interesting guests he could help us get on. Or we can just reach out to random people, you know, like, you know, hey, you're a garbage man. You pick up trash for a living. Come talk to us.
Bro, got it.
And one of my personal favorites, history lessons. You're about to get educated, basically.
Hell yeah.
Some investigative reporting. You know, there's a lot of stories out there that I don't think modern journalism does the justice of doing deep dives into. So we can definitely get into that.
Yeah, bro, they're just too controlled. They have to do whatever their company makes them do. And a lot of these people working for these companies, they have to, they have no creative freedom type shit. So they can't really cover the things that people actually want to see and hear about. So, you know, they're robots for real.
The Cookout Podcast might become, in 2025, your most consistent source for high-quality journalism, basically.
Yeah. Deadass.
You know, some more long form series where maybe we tell stories over several episodes and get different guests, different sides of the story, to come on and people to explain themselves, you know, maybe the victim, the perpetrator, the defense, all of these people, you know, and we'll put them up on the stand, and we're the judge and you're the jury. Aaron actually has some experience in court on Judge Mathis.
Facts. And let me tell you, it's a great thing when you're not the one with your I guess freedom on the line type shit.
Lastly, some audience generated or audience submitted content. We'll be reacting to things that are posted and sent to us by the audience. You know, we are launching a Patreon as well, so we'll get into that a little bit later. But definitely want that to be the lifeblood of the podcast, where people are sending us stuff and we get to, you know, hear your takes and hear your thoughts on things. And, you know, maybe you know a story that we don't, and you're like, hey, you know, there's this bubbling story coming out. Go talk about it. We'll do our own research and we'll figure it out. Now let's take a moment to talk about the Patreon. So the Patreon very much can and will be the lifeblood of this podcast. For those of you who don't know, Patreon is a subscription service website with tiers. So we're going to go ahead and go over the tiers in, you know, cookout fashion. Tier number one, $10 a month. You're invited to the cookout. You know, fix yourself a plate. Get comfy. Enjoy yourself. So basically for our base level tier, you'll be able to get one bonus episode every week. Even when the bums on Spotify go hungry, Auntie's got you covered. She'll give you a plate. But basically we'll do a free episode on Spotify each week, as well as a paid Patreon episode. And the Patreon episode's going to be unhinged. That's going to be where, where all the good stuff is. And then
wait, can we crash out on Spotify or no?
It'd be better to crash out on Patreon. We can,
yeah, all right,
you can crash out wherever you want, Aaron, to be completely honest.
All right, bet.
But if you're really going to crash out, save it for the Patreon.
We'll do.
So y'all want to see Aaron crash out? $10 a month. we outside. Nothing. You're getting comfortable now. Might even go talk to Unc on the Grill. $20 a month. Previous tier benefits plus bonus video content. So you'll get access to a video of every podcast, like the video recording, as well as early access to merchandise and discount codes whenever we reach a level where we're doing that. Buy low, get in early. And Unc status, $50 a month. Congratulations, you've reached Unc status. Go ahead and start grilling. Besides the previous tier benefits, you'll get access to the burner phone, which we will cover more in depth later in the episode, but call in and put something on the grill. Ask Unc for some wisdom, play our mixtape, or talk some shit. We'll play the best ones each week. Plus, at the end or beginning of each episode, we will give you a shout out if you pay us $50 a month. Honestly, not a bad deal. The burner phone hopefully will become one of the lifeblood of this podcast and more so one of the funnier segments, basically just a call-in line for advice, wisdom, relationship advice, anything you want. And then for $1,000 a month, grab the switch. Aaron will join the military. pretty simple.
Yep.
The branch not specified yet. You know, he might go to the Coast Guard.
You damn near get to decide which one I do. You get to
decide what branch. Yes, Coast Guard. That'd be crazy if they pick Space Force. Aaron's gonna walk on the moon.
Yep.
But yeah, so that's basically a brief intro to the podcast. Normally, you know, each episode we're not gonna lay everything out like that, but with it being the first episode, that's kind of the vibe. I think why we wanted to do this podcast as well. Unique perspectives. Probably doesn't take a rocket science to figure out that me and Aaron come from fairly different backgrounds. You know, but I think there's a lot of wisdom in that. We're both smart fellas, or at least I like to think I'm smart. I know Aaron's smart. But you know, we're able to offer a unique perspective on current events, news, you know, really just whatever stories we decide to tell in general. Maybe Aaron's a bit more of a crash out. I'm a bit more level-headed, but you know, you get me fired up in the right way, I might crash out. So if we get enough people paying $50 a month, I might crash out on the weekly, on Patreon only. But yeah, also I think we probably have some different opinions on certain things. So there'll be some healthy debates on here for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
And just crazy stories, you know, don't think there's much else to say about that. But you know, I guess diving into our first segment of the day, or you know, what else but talking about the cookout. The podcast is called Cookout Podcast. For those of you who don't know, cookout, popular online term, where they, you know, for white people, they say, you know what, guess what, white boy, you're invited to the cookout.
That's how you know you made it as a white guy, if your ass been invited to the cookout. But I do have a question, though.
What's up?
Have you ever been invited to a cookout?
I've been to a couple of cookouts for sure. I've been to a couple of cookouts.
Oh, my God. Wait, so at the cookout that you've been to, well, I'll ask this later, but just continue.
Okay. Yeah, I've been to a couple of cookouts, don't worry. I've been to cookouts where it was a healthy mixed race crowd, and I've been to some where I've been the token. And they're both good. Sometimes the food is really good, but I'm also not gonna lie, man, sometimes that food sucked. That food was fucking terrible.
Bro, you're not in no real cookouts, bro. Like, if the food is not good, you can't even consider that shit a cookout. You at a picnic, or you at a
pool party.
Really, right. You at a pool party. You not at a cookout, because a cookout, them are coming to cook. Everything else is icing on a cake, but they come in to cook, play dominoes, play space, and listen to the Osley Brothers and Alex. Bro, that's what I'm saying. You ain't been in no cookout. That's the first time I ever seen dominoes in real life was at a cookout. I'm telling you. That's the only time I ever seen today.
We might have to put on our own cookout one of these days.
We'll have to.
But yeah, I think, you know, cookout, being a white boy invited to the cookout, modern day breaking down the color barrier. Modern day Jackie Robinson story. You know, but the roles are reversed. But yeah, I think, you know, given it's the title of the podcast, what better way to kick off the series by talking about the history of cookouts? You know, where did they come from? Who threw the first cookout? And Aaron actually might have more ties to the first cookout than you might think. That's not what I'm trying to say, but it's more of a Texas thing, I think, actually. But yeah, so for this segment, there's actually a book. I didn't read the book, but I listened to a lecture from Harvard on YouTube. It was about 58 minutes long. So that's also going to be more of my role on the podcast, is doing the research. Aaron's just coming to talk. He's just coming to yeah. But the book is called Black Smoke by Adrian Miller, who describes himself as the soul food scholar. And he's written other books about soul food, about the history of soul food. And don't get me wrong, I love soul food. Is it my meal of choice, my first preference? If I'm on death row, am I going to get soul food? No. Frankly, I'm not.
What you get, though?
Not, but
like, what's your meal of choice?
What?
What's your meal of choice? Potato salad with raisins in it?
Shut the fuck up. My food of choice would probably be a steak. To be honest, probably a steak with some, I don't know, a lemonade and like a nice mashed potatoes or mac and cheese. Mac and cheese could be considered a soul food item.
Yeah, but that mac and cheese.
Yeah, like a mac and cheese, mashed potatoes, a steak, some vegetables. Can't go wrong. Very racially ambiguous meal.
Facts.
Meat is meat. But yeah, so Adrian Miller, the soul food scholar, you know, written a lot of books about soul food. Typical soul food items include what? Yams, collard greens, some oxtail. Chet Holmgren was talking about how he ate a bunch of oxtail growing up, and people were kind of like, all right, buddy. Did you see that stuff?
Nah, I haven't seen that shit. But
he said his favorite Thanksgiving food was oxtail. People were like, bro, you're from Minnesota.
Yeah, I don't really like soul food like that.
You know, I guess I'm going to have to hold it down for the soul food community on this podcast then, Aaron. But
you don't have to. You don't have, you know, to.
Not the representative they wanted, but the representative they got. But he also, Adrian Miller, the author of this book, his tagline is dropping knowledge like hot biscuits. Take with that what you will. But essentially, the cookout comes from soul food, which is often connected to expressions of Black identity in the 1960s. Increased Black consciousness and the idea of the Black Power movement, essentially creating, you know, the something of their own. This is their cuisine through many, many years of history. But diving deeper into it, the soul name in Black culture can be attributed to jazz musicians in the 40s and 50s deciding to incorporate sounds that they found in the Black church in the rural South. I've always wanted to go to a Black church, I'm not going to lie.
You've never been to one?
I mean, I've been to church and there's been Black people there, but I've never been to like a preacher man, you know.
Yeah, but you got to go to a good Southern Baptist church.
Like one I
want. They start at like 9 in the morning and they don't get out to about 9 p.m.
I want them speaking tongues.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, but you know, that's on my bucket list too. But this was done in an effort to get away from the white artists of the time who were getting all the popularity despite mimicking the sound pioneered by black musicians. Let's draw a historical connection here. Rock and roll music, people say, oh, it was Elvis Presley, it was the Beatles. It's that man, Chuck Berry.
Yep.
And Lil Durk. Fats Domino. Chubby Checkers. Imagine being like, now performing Chubby Checkers.
Hell no.
Bro was so fat, they called him Chubby Checkers.
Damn.
You're cooked. Yeah, you're good. Cooked, buddy. Man. But, yeah. Even rap music, Eminem, Post Malone. People hate Post Malone these days because he went country.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I don't feel no type of way about it. I mean, he's white at the end of the day. So, I mean, he's just doing what white people typically do. Steal shit from black people, benefit from it, and elevate in life. It's just, I feel like with black people, they do the things and then they don't elevate with it type shit. So the white people are, you know what? Since they don't want to benefit from it, I'm going to benefit from it. So I just feel like business-wise, business-wise, it's a smart thing to do. Like, well, they going to waste it, so I might as well take it and do something with it. So I respect it at the end of the day. I respect it. And with Eminem, yeah. I respect him too, because he's the top-selling hip-hop artist of all time. So, yeah, you can't disrespect that either.
Yeah. It's an evil world we live in, but, you know. So going back into the history of the cookout, these black musicians essentially wanted to take their sound to a place the white man couldn't replicate. And what couldn't the white man replicate? Church in the rural South.
Facts.
All these city slickers. Got nothing on the country boys. But this jazz music eventually started getting described as soulful, which then in turn leads to other terms such as soul brother and soul sister, which I feel like I feel like that would be some shit in a Drewski skit where he's like, what's up, soul brother? What's up, my soul brother, my soul sister? and then, of course, soul food. By the 1960s, the term soul was associated with African Americans, kind of across the board.
Yeah.
And taking it back a little bit, going to the Great Migration of the 20th century, where we see blacks begin to migrate to other parts of the country, such as the West Coast, areas in the Midwest, they're bringing their traditions with them, their traditions of recipes, of culture, of cooking. That's why you see a lot of, you know, places such as Kansas City, St. Louis, Memphis, these places, you know, post 20th century, you know, Kansas City barbecue, Memphis barbecue, St. Louis bar, you know,
St. Never Louis heard of Kansas
type shit. Kansas like City it's, barbecue. Yeah, they got, you know, even people in Texas be barbecuing their own way. So it just spreads out and becomes more of a regional thing. And that can be credited to the Great Migration. They would hit the road with that green book and they weren't looking back. You ever seen that movie?
Yeah.
No, you haven't.
I have.
Okay. Barbecues, though, can be traced back to times on the plantation where they being slaves, would quarter and roast cows. And they were usually the ones responsible for doing this because they were in charge of course, the labor and the work and things of that nature. But guess what? In comes the white man, the owner. He said, hey, guys, look at my barbecue.
Bro, low-key, I think barbecue was before slavery. You can't convince me that people just started barbecuing during slavery time.
No, but it was in like island nations. It was more of a
right
a thing, whether it was in the Caribbean, whether it was in Africa. You know, I don't think they were really doing barbecues in like castles.
Bro, but you got to think a lot of these people weren't in, there is not many castles out here. A lot of these people were just like living in regular homes and they didn't have like gas stoves and shit like that in the 1800s. in the 1700s. So like, how were they cooking? They were like using fires and stuff.
Yeah, but that's different. Like a barbecue, the way barbecue is being talked about in this sense is that they would dig a trench and then like put sticks and shit over it. And then,
bro, but people have been doing that though.
No, but they would cook like the whole cow, or they would quarter the cow. Like it wasn't, you know, it kind of goes into this other thing where it's talking about, because they were cooking the whole cow, it was a lot of food. And so it was ultimately party food. You know, it's not, and this is not me saying this. I thought, honestly, when I read this, I was like, this is going to sound kind of fucked up and a little bit of a racial stereotype. But it goes, it was a lot of food, thus the ultimate party food, contrary to other smaller serving sized black cuisine dishes, such as fried chicken. And I was like, bro, you could have picked anything else.
Fried chicken is crazy. I wonder when that fried chicken shit started.
Shit, I don't know.
Man, I ate that shit yesterday. It's so good.
I hate fried chicken.
You hate it?
It's like, I don't like the thigh. I'll eat a drumstick for show.
Yeah, I'm not a thigh type of guy either, though. Like when it comes to fried chicken, but I feel like you in Oregon and you're white and they're just not doing the chicken right the way they're supposed to do it.
That's fair. I mean, I grew up in California though. I lived in Southern California for 18 years, and you're gonna tell me there's not good cultural food down there
Not that I know of.
Shout out Brent Benitez. I have no idea if he's ever going to be watching this or listening to it, but
he's going to watch, bro.
This was deep in Third Ward in Houston, Texas. And I linked up with him and he's like, oh, we're going to go get fried chicken. And I'm like, you know, we're going to go get it wing. We're going to go to a wing place. Yeah. I'm like, all right, bet. We go, I order me 12 piece, half lemon pepper, dry rub lemon pepper, half honey barbecue. And we go and they have one. The chef in the back is not up to code whatsoever. He's right. Wearing flip-flops, open-toed shoes, toe jam all over the place. But he's smoking a blunt while he is cooking.
I know that shit good.
And then they had two slushy machines. One of them was called the Obama, and it was Hennessy and Coke. And I forget what the other one was called, but it was Hypnotic and Sprite.
Oh my God.
It was good. I'm not going to lie. It was good.
Shout out to Brent, man. He took you to some nigga shit. Oh my God. Bro, we got to go to Dallas.
HBCU too.
Yeah, he went to PV.
Yes, sir. Oh, that's right. You know that motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. He was like coaching at Houston Baptist when I was in my old school. Hell yeah,
valid. Love that guy, super nice. But yeah, that's the history of the cookout, man. And then apparently they were saying this, and I'm sure there's some historical record to this, but correct me if I'm wrong, when was the first time you heard of Juneteenth?
Shit, when I was born type shit, on some little kid shit. I think, bro, I think that's like a Texas thing or a
That's what they're saying, like when they celebrated the first Juneteenth, like Texas, the slaves in Texas were the last ones to get free, they're saying. And so that was their big barbecue was like, or their big celebration was like this big cookout, you know, and they, you know how they do stuff in Texas, like they had a parade, they had the band, like it was a whole festival. And it was just this giant cookout to celebrate Juneteenth back in like the 1800s. And
it's still a big celebration right now because Juneteenth come around in Texas, it's barbecues all around the state. And it's funny too because I didn't even know it was a Texas thing until like a few years ago. I was just reading about it because I always thought it was like a global thing. Like, oh, none of the slaves knew they were free type shit. Like, damn, how did nobody know they were free? But
they didn't have social media, bro.
Yeah, bro. It was like a Texas thing. I went to like one of my family's plantation in Sandy, Texas.
Yo,
like,
boss.
Yeah, bro. It's crazy. I come from like a mixed type of family because I'm like of slave owner and slave descent. So they owned a plantation. Yeah, bro. And like worked on the plantation in Sandy, Texas. And we went down there to the plantation. It's still active right now. And yeah, they were saying they were just giving us like the history of like Juneteenth, and they didn't find out to 2 years later.
I was like, great. Oh. Imagine doing work for 2 years just to be like, hey, man, you not hear the news?
Bro, like, dead
what news? What news?
Right, like it's been on Twitter for months. It's been on Twitter for years.
That shit's been trending, bro. Like you didn't see, and they're like, nah, bro, what?
Bro, and like, I bet they found out and they still didn't leave. Like they were just still at that bitch working.
They're just work ethic, bro.
Facts.
David Goggins type just stayed.
Bro, if you were a slave, and you found out you were free, like would you leave or would you just go ahead and stay?
I feel like it would be pretty hard to leave because like that's your livelihood.
Right.
Like what, they're just gonna be like, all right, see ya, and then you just hit the road with like your little stick and like bandana and you just like go try and figure something out. Shit.
Facts.
I don't know. Like I feel like yeah, I don't know, but also I never was in that situation, so I can't really speak on it.
Yeah, I think I probably would have stayed around. Because after the slavery ended, like hella people stayed, and they just that's when like the sharecropping shit came along. And
yeah, true.
They was on some prison shit working for about a cent a month and shit like that. So at the end of the year, they had 12 pennies and
40 acres and a mule.
Man, if they got 40 acres and a mule, shit, I'd damn near probably go back in the day right now type shit.
A mule, bro. No one's really even on mules anymore, bro. Like,
the old shits even still exist or they extinct?
A mule, I think a mule is just a donkey.
Bro, I thought a mule is like when a donkey and a horse have a baby or some crazy shit like that.
Maybe. I just know mule. Let's look up a mule. The offspring of a donkey and a horse, yeah. Bro's a zoologist.
Bro, I actually am. And it's funny, too, because I don't think mules can have babies.
That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, I don't think they... Wait, look that up, too. I don't think they can reproduce.
A mule has 63 chromosomes, intermediate between the 64 of a horse and 62 of the donkey. Mules are usually infertile for this reason. Pregnancy is rare, but can occur occasionally, as well as through embryo transfer. Damn. So they're just... A mule is actually like a prize animal. They're rare.
Yeah, it's like rare shit, yeah.
They gave them 40 acres and a mule. but once the mule died, they were rare. Fucked.
Cracks. Man, that mule chick about this. Once the mule died, they're just
like you're going to have this mule for 10 years, but after that, you better have gotten another one. Yeah, dude, that's wild.
Bro, that's so, probably how black on black crime started. Like people, mules were dying and they went to go steal the other mules from the other black people who was free. It's like, ah, nah, this is my mule, and they like swapped them out like, nah, your mule is dead type shit. And black on black crime
that's why started. They started branding them.
Oh, that's probably why. Oh my goodness.
That shit would hurt, bro. But that's something white people do. Like, I've heard this story. White people, like, they'll be like, bro, I got branded, bro. Like, me and my friends, like, we all went to the same summer camp. And, like, after you go there for 5 years, like, man, we went down to the lake one night and we all branded each other.
Fuck no.
That's what I'm saying. That does not sound fun.
I know some people they get branded like in these black fraternities, but I did see that recently. I was just looking at some animal shit, and a lot of like animal owners they don't use, or like livestock owners they usually like brand their animals, but a lot of them don't use the hot one no more. They use a cold one. I don't know how that works, but
that shit probably like still hurts.
But they were saying like it doesn't hurt, so I don't know.
I'm gonna have to try that out.
Yeah, I ain't gonna try it out, but I just believe I'm gonna just take their word for it.
$2,000 a month, we might get branded. Hell
yeah. Yeah, $2,000 a month, I'm branded.
Yeah. So looking now at cookouts in modern culture, I'm gonna pull this pulled this John up. Where is it? I linked this article from themedium.com. Roots and Culture. Oh, man, it's going to want me to... No, okay. I thought it wanted me to pay to use the website. I hate that.
Facts.
Summer is winding down. The aunties and uncles have worn their white linen and the barbecues have been had. I ate more barbecue than I ever have this year. I mean, a lot. In my defense, I was pregnant for the majority of this summer and was craving all things meat. Yo, pause. With each plate, I started wondering more and more about the story behind the good old American barbecue. So they're saying it does have indigenous beginnings.
Okay.
Before I can talk about the African diaspora, yeah, I said that right. Before the African diaspora's influence on barbecue, I have to give respect to the Native Americans and acknowledge how they had their part to play. It was a lot of the Caribbean islands.
That's one thing that I was thinking. Like, it had to have been before slavery, bro. There's just no way.
Yeah. But yeah, the original pitmasters. On most southern plantations, the enslaved people usually had a set schedule for their work. And the barbecues became gatherings for celebrations and liberation. Can you imagine all of the slave rebellions that were planned and discussed over a plate of smoky ribs?
Bro, I don't think there were too many rebellions going on, for real. I think there was just something they made up afterwards. Yeah, some shit they probably just cooked up afterwards for an interesting story.
Yeah, basically they're saying they dug a trench into the ground layered with rocks, and then a fire was started using some sort of wood. Once the wood was reduced to hot coals, the meat, which was usually pork due to its affordability and availability, was placed on metal or wooden grates over the pit. Oh, and they got Unk right here. I'm going to attach the photo in a minute. But, they're talking about the Independence Day and Juneteenth barbecues in here, too. But now, this place looks like it has good barbecue. Fuck it. I'm going to have to share the screen. For all y'all listening on Spotify, because this will be the first episode, it'll be on Spotify. But if you want to see what this picture looks like, go to Patreon.
Facts.
Because this place looks like it has good barbecue.
Oh, yeah. They cooking up in there. I can tell by the sign. They just went to the print shop, told them to just print some shit, and they threw it up there on the building. They cooking in there.
That's the type of barbecue I'm trying to eat.
Yep. That's one of the ones right there.
After emancipation, once freed, the previously enslaved men and women went on to find their place within a society that was not in any way embracing them. But there are not many available jobs for them. A lot of the pitmasters who labored for decades without pay or respect, who couldn't find work, went to open their own barbecue stands. Oh, this place is in Selma.
Oh, hell yeah, they cooking. They cooking like a motherfucker up in there. Oh my God.
Yeah, and look at this, 2015 Alabama Best Barbecue.
Yeah, Martin Luther King went there the night before he got shot. That's one of them type of places.
Curbside only. You can't even go inside. Look at that. Curbside only.
Man, they doing it up in there.
That we might have to go there one day.
Well, we gotta take a trip.
Yeah, that's also the thing. Once we get this Patreon money, me and Aaron, we're gonna take some crazy trips.
Right.
And we're gonna film, we're gonna do YouTube. We're gonna go to what the hell is this place called? Lanny's Barbecue. Home of Champions 2015 Alabama Best Barbecue in Selma, Alabama. While we're there, we'll go visit the Civil Rights Museum. We'll ride the bus. Yep.
Oh my God. And where would you prefer to sit on a bus?
Wherever there's an open seat, brother.
In the back.
Me, I'm riding my bike.
Bro, I feel like I got to get the real experience. I got to go to the back of the bus and sit back there and get off and, you know, go to the barbecue place. I got to just participate in all of the activities. I feel like they was participating.
Oh, look at this. Alex Barbecue heaven in Atlanta, which parentheses, which Dr. King frequented, became anchors within their communities. Civil rights activists who were exhausted and weary could go to these establishments and receive nourishment physically and mentally. There was no having to go to the back of the restaurant to pick up their food. They could go inside and find rest. What's this? Oh, this is just, I thought they would be eating barbecue in this photo. That'd be crazy. That'd be crazy. They're like protesting. They're like eating ribs. Throughout the years, as African Americans began to leave the South, like during the Great Migration, they took their barbecue recipes and heritage with them. From Memphis to Detroit, barbecue joints were popping up everywhere. And what began to happen was that with each region started to have its own distinct flair. Yeah, St. Louis, Kansas City, Grand Champions. Oh, Unc be cooking, bro.
Well, he don't want a trophy for it.
He, you know, he's that guy in the back's pissed as hell.
Hey, boy, if it was back in, I don't even want to say what he would have did.
Today, the competitive spirit between barbecue connoisseurs across the nation is strong. The white community, I'm going to read this part. The white community's relationship to barbecue is just historically and evidently different, which I feel transfers into their food. Damn, she's roasting us, bro. She said, y'all food suck. I will say this frankly, a lot of the barbecue I've tasted from the white establishment has not only lacked flavor, but I can never taste the pain.
What?
The pain being treated worse than a mule. Hey, shout out the mules, though. Shout out the mules, though. The pain of being ripped from your homeland, all you know, and the pain of being purposely separated from your family, and especially the pain of being hit. Bro, this author is doing the most, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah, ripped from your homeland?
Bro, they're talking about barbecue, bro. She's doing the most. Come on now.
Bro,
is barbecue. Let's keep it real.
Nah, bro, I feel what she's saying, though, because I done had a lot of, like, white barbecue places, and I don't feel the pain in it, like shit.
And I guess I just wouldn't know.
Yeah, bro.
I just eat that barbecue, and I'm like, bro, what do you mean? This is so good, bro.
It's like your taste buds used to not a lot of non-flavor and not using seasoning and
there's
things
pain
of that.
In that seasoning, bro.
There's pain in that seasoning. You see, if you ever see somebody cooking and they pour a whole bottle of seasoning on there, that's pain right there.
It's what the pit masters of the past would have wanted.
Yep.
From the depths of pain, African Americans created and contributed so much to this nation. Barbecue at its core is rooted in the determination to survive. Bro. I don't even know how to say this. From the Tainos to the Maroons to pitmasters on the sugar plantations, they perfected their craft so they could keep their communities thriving and ultimately free. They are the true grand champions in my book. I'm gonna read what else this girl's wrote. Low key, she's got 11 followers. Amira Henry. She probably had some good barbecue. Just making sure the recipes don't get lost. Andre 3000's new album, New Sun, Blue Sun, made me realize I was depressed. Overcoming survivor's guilt. Yeah, fuck you.
These rolls.
That's crazy though. You feel the pain in the barbecue.
What the fuck? And I thought I heard it all, man.
So, what types of people do you see at the cookout?
Man, you see aunts and uncles for real. You see the little bad kids. You see, the teenagers who in high school, they show up, and then you got the people a little older, you know, fresh. I would say college age, but they ain't going to no college. It's gonna be, I'm telling you, they ain't doing no college. You probably got one person in the whole entire family. It's 300 people at the cookout. You got one person at the whole entire cookout, whoever even went to college, and they dropped out their freshman year.
They went to DCU.
Yeah, like, and they dropped out their freshman year.
The Crib University.
Yeah, and the majority of the cookout, most of them didn't even finish high school, but it's a lovely thing that you see out there because you see everybody together, everybody listening to music, they playing games, and talking about this and talking about that really nosy is fucking everybody business. Like, one thing they're going to do at the cookout is be messy and be in everybody business. But it's cool. It's something you just load up. I mean, you learn to grow and adapt to. But it's just one of them places where you know you got to deal with all that because the food going to be good.
So really, you're just there for the food.
You're there for the food, but it's going to take them all day to cook the food. If they say show up at 3, you better show up about 9 p.m.
That's a bit late.
That is just getting started around then.
I can't wait for the day we host our own. We go on a cookout tour, and we go to public parks across America, and we just
hell cook yeah. in. Hell yeah. Like when they say like the color people time thing, it probably started. Yeah, bro, it's true. Like cookouts. Like even right now today, I can't even control myself. Like my teammates will be going somewhere and they'll say, hey, you know what? We're going to go here at 3 o'clock. I text them at 3 o'clock. I'm on my way at 3 when I was supposed to be in there at 3. I'm just getting out of bed, finna take a shower.
You need to break the cycle, bro.
I be trying, bro, but it's just in me. It's that pain in me.
That barbecue pain.
The pain in me.
Oh, man. Okay, what's your ideal unk archetype? Like, what does unk got to have on? For me, it's the Jesus sandals. You know the ones I'm talking about.
Unk got to have them sandals on. Unk can't have no lotion on his ankles. Unk got to have on some jean shorts that damn near go to his ankles. He got to have on a tank top, like a baggy tank top that's like loose around the neck, like he been wearing it for a few weeks. It ain't changed it. What else Unk got to have on? Or if Unk ain't got on those sandals, he got on a pair of loafers.
They're both leather shoes.
Yeah. And Unk also got to have a towel thrown over his shoulder. If he ain't got that towel on his shoulder, Unk ain't for real. Unk ain't for real. No cap. He got to have that towel over his shoulder. What else Unk got to have? Shit, that's really all. That's really it.
That's Unk.
That's Unk right there. When you see him, you know that's Unk right there.
All right. What do you think the best cookout foods are? For me, non-negotiables at the cookout. You got to have a mac and cheese. There's probably going to be multiple people bringing mac and cheese. Because it's just a common dish. I feel like that gets lost in translation a lot of times. But you got to have mac and cheese. You got to have some kind of a rib or maybe like a brisket. I'm not sure. At the cookouts I've been to, it's mostly been ribs. And I feel like you got to have, I don't even know, man. Mashed potatoes and ribs, mac and cheese.
Man, niggas ain't eating no mashed potatoes at the cookout.
Maybe at the white boy cookout.
Bro, let me tell you the things that you will see. If you go to a real black cookout, these are things that you will definitely see. Like, you gonna have ribs. That's a definite. You gonna have brisket. That's a definite. You gonna have hot dogs on the grill for all the little kids running around. Yeah, brother, you're going to have the glizzies. You're going to have some hot links on there, too. The kids ain't getting the hot links, though. They ain't getting them. Those for the grown folks. You're going to have some wine coolers. You're going to have baked beans. You're going to have baked beans or nasty?
Baked beans are dirty work, bro.
Bro, I'm not going to lie. Those are the only beans that I eat.
That's crazy. I like Mexican, like, refried beans.
Yeah, I don't like that shit. So you just don't go to, when you go to the cookout, don't say that type shit. that's just something, and they going to put it on, they going to make your plate for you, and they going to put it on.
You got to shut up and eat it.
Nah, you ain't got to eat it. See, what you got to do is you got to eat everything else around it, and it's going to be on one of them little phone plates. When you done, or when
you
nobody,
fold it up.
Fold that shit in half, and put it in the trash. And try to, like, stuff it down to the bottom of the trash.
It's not on the top.
They will come and open that top on the trash and see that shit standing right there and know who it came from.
Maybe that's the white boy.
But, yeah, they're going to have that. They're going to have potato salad. I mean, I don't eat that, but that's going to be there.
Shit. Potato salad is white people shit.
I mean, it's gonna be at every cookout. I don't eat that shit.
Racially ambiguous food.
Yeah. What else they gonna have for sure? For sure. Those really like the definites that you will see there.
Well, let's do this. I'm gonna share my screen. Also, I'm gonna clip this and put it on Instagram. But just another reason why you gotta join the Patreon, man. We're doing the ultimate cookout list right here.
Oh yeah, those little popsicles and the little plastic things. Those shit's gonna be there.
What do you call these?
I don't know.
I call them Otter Pops.
Oh, Freezy I ain't Pop. Never heard of them
before. Otter Pop is like the brand. But let's start with these. I feel like you gotta go here.
Wait, what? Can I zoom in on this shit? Okay. Going back for seconds. Yeah, you gonna eat 2-3 of those at the cookout. For sure.
Fudge Pop?
Hell no. That shit ain't gonna be there.
Paper plate trick.
Yeah, that shit ain't gonna be there.
I'm gonna just say no thanks. Is that what we're feeling?
Yeah.
What's this, key lime pie?
Yeah, that ain't gonna be there either.
All right. Soda? For sure.
That's gonna be show. For sure.
Baked beans? I'm hitting that with the paper plate.
Yeah, that baked beans gonna be there indeed, but.
I'm gonna use one of my votes to put that there. Where are you putting the mac and cheese?
I'm gonna put the mac and cheese if I got room on my plate. If I got room, all I'll right. put it there. If not, because what they do is they cook so much meat. Like you're gonna have brisket, you're gonna have ribs, you're gonna have like all of this different type of meat. So you just get hella meat on
damn
your
near
plate.
Need two plates.
So if you got room. Yeah, bro. If you got room for that, then it's like, all right, get it. But if not, it's like, right, I'm going without it. But that's probably gonna be the second mac and cheese will probably be the second side. Like, I'm gonna get baked beans first though, for sure.
All right. I'm looking for something to put on this top row right here. Barbecue sauce on my titties.
What does that mean?
Well, that's just like the top tier. I think that it's a good. It's a good thing.
Oh,
you can tell by that a white person probably wrote that.
Yeah, definitely wrote that shit.
You gotta go ribs for show up here.
Yeah, ribs.
That's like the main.
Ribs.
That's like the main thing.
Yeah, ribs top ring.
What the hell is this? Oh, this is like some weird fruitcake. What you feeling?
Wait. Let me see that shit. What the hell is that?
It's like a layer of fruitcake.
Yeah, we're gonna know thanks they asked with that one.
The fuck is it? Oh, rice.
See, rice. If I got room on my plate, I'll get the rice.
Deviled eggs? Hell no.
The egg robot. Bro, deviled eggs are going to be there indeed. That's one of those things that guarantee will be there. I ain't getting it, and I ain't eating it, but it's going to be there. Yeah, we paper plating that hoe, though, for sure.
What are these little hot links?
Man, top row. Top row, it's a must.
Some shrimp?
You don't really see too much seafood.
You gotta be in the South for that.
Nah, like, not even. I don't.
Louisiana.
Yeah, you gotta be like in Louisiana type shit, really only. So we're gonna know thanks to that because you don't really see seafood at the cookout.
This looks like some damn macaroni salad.
We paper plate in their ass with that one. We
folding that shit in the brisket top plate. Row for sure.
Yeah, we top row.
This is like cornbread.
Oh. See, now we're not going to do the cornbread at the cookout. We ain't going to do the cornbread at the cookout. We going to. See, yeah, we're going to leave that for like another type of holiday where we cooking more like in the house type of food.
Like we're going to sit in the living room. We're going to get dressed up.
Yeah.
I do like cornbread. Cornbread is very good.
Yeah, I do like it. I like it, but we ain't having it at the cookout.
Fruit salad?
That's going to be there. And we down there top row with that.
All right, all right. I don't know what that is, what this is.
Yeah, I don't know what that is either.
Fuck it. They're going in the trash.
Is that like some cake or something?
Probably. If it's cake, if I got room on my plate.
Yeah, we're going to. Yeah, if we got room, we'll put some cake on there.
Ice cream?
Yeah, if you got room as well.
Dips for the chips?
Nah, wait, with the ice cream. We're going to know things they ask with the ice cream. Not at the cookout. It's going to be too hot outside. We'll just get like the little ice ones from the second row.
Dude, this is damn near a carne asada. They got horchata on here.
Yeah, that shit for sure ain't going to be there.
Tropical fruit punch?
Yeah, that's top row.
Bro, this is a they got so much shit on here. Good Lord.
Oh, look at those greens at the bottom. Top row.
What about the
top row?
What alcohol do you usually see at the cookout?
Man, so you're going to see some type of tequila, some probably like Luna Azul or something like that. You're going to have a Don Julio. You're going to have a Casamigos. You're going to have a Hennessy. You're going to have a Crown. You're going to have a, what else they be having? The Grey Goose. All of that. And they're going to have some beer, too, for like Unknown type shit.
Where are we putting the beer? Or should we just use this as like an all-alcohol thing?
Yeah, the all-alcohol is top row. It's there. Hey, it's there for sure. It's a must.
We're going to put that up there, too. Can I put this up there? Oh, it's just going to expand. Okay, cool. You ever see this out there? The fried pineapple? Or the
grilled
pineapple?
Man, we get to the cookout and we open that grill and see some pineapples on the grill. The cookout is canceled.
Chips with the dip. Mm-hmm. This kind of foul. They got pretzels. They're doing pretzels.
On some white people shit. We paper plate they ass with that. That looks decent though, but nah, with chips though, that'll hit. But
nah. We got the chips and the dip right here.
Yeah, that low key will be there. If I got room on my plate, I come back and mess with that.
Was it baked potato?
Yeah, baked potatoes. See, it's with potatoes, that's like a barbecue type of thing, but not at the cookout. Because it's going to be too many. You're going to have too many of them.
What's this, a slider? Pulled pork?
Mm-mm. That ain't going to be there. No thanks.
We should have changed these low-key. Oh, well.
Facts.
We'll do it next time. Corn? Dude, I swear to God, this is definitely has to be a Mexican cookout. That's like, there's a lot of Mexican food on here.
Facts. Dude, there might be corn there. Yeah, there low-key might be corn there. I can't top row the corn.
You got room on your plate?
Yeah, if you got room on your plate, you will probably rock with the corn. Bro, you know what's funny? Bro, that shit at the bottom, all the way at the bottom.
This nasty looking thing?
The second image from like the last, that's always there. I don't know what that shit is. Bro, I'm telling you, I don't know what that shit is, but it's always that you damn near got a top row that shit.
I think it's a
pasta. I have salad. Yeah, bro, I don't know what is in it and it's usually cold too. Like it's not a hot thing.
Sweet tea, top row.
Top row, but that ain't even no question.
We got over here with a big old piece of meat.
Was that a steak?
something like that. Tomahawk.
Yeah, that looked like a thumb. Yeah, like a tomahawk. That ain't gonna be there. We can't afford enough of them for everybody. So we gonna really no thanks they ass with that one.
Burgers, top row.
Top row.
I feel like that's gotta be. Doesn't matter what race the cookout is, there's gonna be burgers.
Yeah.
Banana pudding.
Top row.
What is this one at the bottom? It looks like a cup, or it looks disgusting, first of all.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
It looks like pickles and like soda.
Oh, that does look like a pickle. Yeah, I don't know what that shit is.
Hell nah. Jell-O cake?
Nah, I ain't never even seen that shit.
A lot of these cold dishes on here, too.
Yeah.
How are you going to have fruit salad twice? This is a crazy list. I feel like because like you got the chicken there.
Bro, it's like five pitchers of chicken.
We gonna put one lemonade top row for show.
Top row.
Sausage.
Top row.
So we got a
bro,
lot.
You know what's funny though? At the black cookouts, you really don't see lemonade like that.
Okay. Food and drink.
Oh, you
see.
Really?
Half of this shit's in a different language. Fuck it. I'm gonna definitely clip that and put that on Instagram.
Hell yeah.
All right. What else are we looking at here? All right. You get three invites to a cookout. Who are you inviting?
Wait, do they have to be black?
Two
damn,
of them
well, do. Never mind. That. Wait, but like the black people gonna already be there type shit.
No,
well,
like it's your
no, nah, never
it's
mind.
It's like a family cookout. Yeah, it's okay, like your family
okay.
cookout.
Okay. All right, bet. So I'm for sure gonna bring Charleston White to the cookout. And it's funny right. because, like, Unk them at the cookout already act like bro, so he gonna fit in just fine. I'm gonna bring... I'm gonna bring Dr. Umar to the cookout. Because he like a guy, he kind of got some sense. And he's kind of smart,
arguing.
But... Nah, see, they ain't gonna do... Because he gonna be playing spades type shit. And they're going to have Dr. Umar on there. He's going to be trying to come with that smart shit on
talking
the spades table. Yeah, but it's going
to
be a bunch of ignorant niggas who don't know nothing about nothing playing. So they ain't going to be trying to hear none of that shit Umar talking about. And then, who's a white person I can bring to the cookout? Damn, I mean, who's a white person in general type shit?
Shut the fuck up.
Bro, I dead ass really don't know no white people for real. I feel like them slaves out there on the plantation.
The slaves had to know a ton of white people.
Nah, they probably only knew a handful of them, just the ones that owned them type shit. But,
it had to be at least 50-50. Like, you think about the whole family on the plantation?
Nah, they didn't know the whole family. The whole family wasn't even going out there fucking with the slaves. You know, slaves in this big-ass field and then going to, like, their little crib shit. Slaves, I mean, the family in the house and going out in some more shit. But I'll probably bring you to the cookout.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate that. Okay, you can't bring me. You have to pick someone else.
Damn.
Dead or alive?
Damn, dead or alive. Damn, what's the nigga who freed the slaves?
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln. I'm bringing Abraham Lincoln to the cookout. I'm going to say, Unc, you made all this possible.
My top three, I'm going from my white person I'm bringing to the cookout, Chet Hanks.
Okay.
And then Or I might bring John Stockton to the cookout. I feel like he would just be nonchalant. He would just be casual.
Yeah.
You know, he might throw a he would tell Unc the food is good. He's gonna play his role.
Yeah.
For the two black people I would invite to the cookout, I'm gonna bring.
Is this like a white cookout?
Yeah, it is a white cookout.
Okay.
So actually, we're gonna start over. It is a white cookout. So no pain in the barbecue, just straight salt and pepper. Just straight salt and pepper. So I get to bring two white people and one black person. Okay. I'm gonna bring Bernie Sanders.
See, that'll be good for him, because if Bernie come to a black cookout, all that seasoning in the food, Bernie be done had a heart attack out there.
I'm gonna bring Bernie Sanders to the cookout. Who else? I don't even know that many white people for real.
Bro, that's what I'm, bro. It's hard to name, bro. Like, where the fuck do white people even be at?
Inside.
Facts.
Damn. I'm going to bring, for my black personal invite to the cookout, I'm going to bring Malcolm X for show.
Okay.
I just feel like he would actually probably hate it. He would hate it. So
I'll tell you, Malcolm probably ain't going to be rocking with that shit. I don't even think Malcolm even likes white people for real.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he would hate it. So I'm...
Malcolm might come and bomb the cookout.
Type shit. Just plant a car bomb. Just pull up and dip.
Facts.
Oh, I'm going to bring DJ Academics to the cookout, because I know he would just eat everything.
As long as he got some Hennessy act there.
And I'm gonna bring. Damn, who I'm gonna bring? Who's like an obnoxious white boy?
I don't know.
I'm gonna bring Kyle Rittenhouse to the cookout.
Hell yeah!
We need some security. We need some security for real.
Thanks. Keep that shit on lock.
Yeah, so I'm gonna get. Damn. If I can't bring Malcolm X, who I'm gonna bring? I'm gonna bring Candace Owens.
Oh, Candace Owens will be at home at that shit.
Yeah, fuck DJ Academics. We're bringing Candace Owens to the white cookout. Candace Owens, Kyle Rittenhouse, and fuck, who else did I say?
Bernie Sanders.
And Bernie Sanders. That's gonna be, dude, Bernie Sanders and Candace Owens will be going at it.
Bro, facts.
Candace Owens more racist than Bernie Sanders.
Bro, she will be so at home at that bitch, like, oh, she will be in heaven.
That's crazy. Man, all right. So let's talk about this burner phone, the burner phone.
Okay.
This is one of the tier levels on Patreon. Kind of circling back to that. Essentially, we'll open it up. We'll post it on the Instagram after this episode gets live. But, you know, Aaron, what do you want people to ask you on the burner phone? What kind of advice are you seeking to answer?
Man, I'm taking all the advice. I'm a man that knows about everything. I know a little bit about everything. So if you got any advice with your life, with your relationships, with financially, whatever it is, like, I got you, bro. I'm a jack of all trades and a master of everything.
First one ever.
Literally. I'm a 101.
Yeah, but any relationship advice? You know, you want to play us your music? Play us your music.
Oh, yeah, your music.
Ask us
how I feel about that shit.
If you're talking, you know, you got a girl you're talking to, you got a guy you're talking to, whoever you're talking to, we'll give you some relationship advice for sure.
Yep.
You know, we can give you just our perspective on, you know, your problems that you're going through. Let's say you're in a situation at home and you're like, hey, am I the asshole here? Should I start a GoFundMe because I felt marginalized? Ask us.
Hell yeah. And this is a safe place and we don't judge that much.
Only a little bit. So this,
man, facts.
But yeah, it's going to be a Patreon exclusive. So the number will be live, but we're really going to answer almost all of them on Patreon. And then the best one per week we'll bring on to the live episode or the public episode on Spotify. Yeah. You want to tell us a story? You need a therapist? You want to know how to build something? I don't really know how to build or work on a car, but I'll do my best. I'll watch Hell a YouTube yeah. video for you and then tell you what it says.
Facts.
That's what you're paying us for.
Hell yeah. We're your ChatGPT.
Yeah. But other than that, man, I had some other stuff written down, but we've already gone for 73 minutes. So this is like, we're pretty chill. This went by fast. And I know this might have been a little bit scattered, but bear with us, folks. This is the first week we're going to be doing two episodes a week. We might be a little bit rolled at first, but don't worry. You know, all good things start slow. Soon enough, you know, once that Patreon money hits, we're going to get off the Zoom into real life, have the camera setups. We're for real about this, the cookout.
Yes, indeed.
Coming soon.
And bro, we're going to go out and start doing real stuff too. Like, bro, we got to get you to a real cookout firstly. We got to take you to a black church. There's just a lot of things that I feel like culturally, like with the cookout being a whole thing with this podcast, like there's a lot of things you just have to do to even be really invested into this podcast. So we got to make all these things. Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, there'll be a lot of white people shit we'll take Aaron to go do. You know, yep. We'll take him to Comic-Con. We'll take him to, you can go hang out with some furries.
What?
We'll go to the furry fest. Bro can find his spirit animal. I don't condone any of that stuff personally. That I think it's a little bit weird. But nevertheless, it is white people stuff.
It is.
So, you know, we might go to a military convention.
Damn.
A police expo.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, we're going to basically, Aaron's going to become white. Aaron's going to get a taste of the white side of things. I'm going to get a taste of the black side of things.
Yes, sir.
The cookout, racial diversity, 2024, 2025 is what we're here for.
We're here. Dead ass.
I make sure to share this podcast with your friends and subscribe to the Patreon. We'll see you later this week for the Patreon exclusive episode, the first one where shit's going to get unhinged as fuck.
Yep, shit getting real. Shit is going to get real.
Take it easy, bitches.